Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We'll go to Leinster House, and that Dáil, the Dáil has been suspended until tomorrow morning now. The Kyon Coralia, Verona Murphy, has labelled TDs a disgrace and accused them of making a holy show of themselves for the whole world to see, as you heard in her little clip. More to come of that. Our reporter Barry Lenhan is in our Éireachtaí studio. It was incredible, Barry, in many ways. What's the temperature like there now?
Yeah, a flurry of activity in the corridors still, Cormac, a febrile atmosphere and a temperature really at boiling point. If the Kyon Coralia had a hose in the Dáil chamber earlier, she would not have been able to cool things down. From the get-go, the opposition keen to put the pressure on government over this arrangement for the independent TDs who support the government and who wish to ask questions of the Taoiseach in the Dáil. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, for his part, keyed to stress that this arrangement was for 60 backbench TDs and was akin to something you would find in Westminster. But from the get-go, the opposition keen to put Micheál Martin in a rearguard action, including Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald.
You want the utterly absurd spectacle of Michael Lowry and his group taking leaders' questions, pretending to challenge the government that they are part of.
And what has been proposed for 60 TDs, that they would have an opportunity of 8 minutes on a Tuesday and 8 minutes on a Wednesday to ask questions of the Taoiseach of the day. Opposition have manufactured a political row,
Deputy,
have raised this to heights that are quite farcical, given the enormity of the issues we have to face as a country.
And that was only the start of it, Barry.
One by one, the opposition leaders rose to their feet to question the Taoiseach on these speaking arrangements. And all the time, that noise of the opposition benches grew ever louder and louder. Ivana Bacsik, the Labour Party leader, she said Micheál Martin had manufactured the agreement to give Lowry Lads and Gillian Toole special time to tell you how well you're doing. Keane O'Callaghan said the government proposal would even make Bertie blush. In a response, the government, whilst quieted, it would appear, on their benches, a boxer more on the minister, seemed to do something akin to the conductor of an orchestra across at the opposition benches. All the while, the crescendo building until Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins rose to his feet.
What is the deal you have done with Michael Lowry that has you spellbound? We know the deal has cost over 5 million already, with extra super junior ministers, extra junior ministers and extra payments. The taxpayer needs to know. They know it's a sleazy deal that taxpayers must pay heavy. This Lowry deal has cost us enough Taoiseach financially in this country.
Don't let it cost us our democracy off.
Thank you, Deputy Collins. Taoiseach.
You can't be serious. Costing our democracy. 8 minutes. 8 minutes on a Tuesday and our democracy is gone. Come on, it's farcical.
Deputy, resume your seat. Deputy, I'm afraid the fundamental issue here is your lack of respect for the chair. The salient ruling. Yourselves. And I am loath to say again, resume your seat, Deputy. Resume your seat. Have respect for me.
Why they're breaking their word to the opposition. They told us all the day, on the floor here, he's made the commitment, it would be an agreement. Tell us now why you're breaking your word.
For the public watching, you are making a holy. One of your colleagues mentioned
This is the Dáil, Aidan, a short time ago. What happened next, Barry?
And that 2 minutes was an abridged version of scenes which actually went on for approximately 6 or 7 minutes at the Dáil chamber until it was suspended. It then resumed and the Dáil then voted on those speaking proposals for the independent and backbench TDs from the government side, and the Dáil passed those motions, although the opposition seemed unclear as to whether this should have happened at all. It then moved on towards Taoiseach's questions, Micheál Martin, to take questions from the House, but the opposition rose in unison on their feet and disrupted proceedings once again, forcing the Ceann Comhairle to suspend the House and abandon it until tomorrow morning. Now, amid all this chaos, there appeared to be heated exchange between Matty McGrath, the independent TD, and both Michael Collins and Richard O'Donoghue of Independent Ireland in the corner of the House, whilst Paul Murphy posted a video to social media of opposition TDs shouting shame across at the government benches, a video in which the independent Tipperary North TD Michael Lowry was seen giving the two fingers to Deputy Murphy.
He's denying that this evening, Barry.
That video circulating, but here's a flavour of how the Dáil was ultimately abandoned for the day.
So what's going on at this point?
The opposition leaders meeting now to decide on their next steps, what they might do, and we should expect some comment out of that meeting perhaps in over an hour or so.
Okay, Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed. Joining me now for more reaction is People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett, Social Democrats TD Aidan Farrelly, and Labour's Alan Kelly. You're all very welcome to the programme. Can I get your reaction, Richard Boyd Barrett, to what happened in the Dáil?
Well, I mean, I think one thing that certainly emerged is that from it, from the picture of Michael Lowry, and I saw it giving two fingers, really, that wasn't just two fingers to opposition TDs, that was two fingers to the Dáil, it was two fingers to the democratic process. And it really sums up what the government are up to here in a very cynical attempt to subvert the ability of the opposition to do their job, to raise the issues they need to raise on behalf of the public in question.
Okay, that's the on the wider issue. Just on the Lowry two fingers, because it is going viral as we speak. And it's important to point out that he says, Michael Lowry is saying, that he beckoned... Paul Murphy was shouting abuse at him, he says, and he beckoned him over with his two fingers to come over to his seat. That's his explanation.
Well, I think people can look at the picture and they can judge it from themselves. Indeed. And he was smirking all the time. The other very serious issue, I think, is the way in which the Ceann Comhairle handled the entire issue, because the way in which they rammed through the votes, they completely changed the order of the day. They claimed votes that had been passed had not been passed. It was pre-orchestrated, and I said that to the Ceann Comhairle in the Dáil. It looked... very, very much, certainly to my mind, like there was a pre-orchestration.
Oh, hang on a second here. The Ceann Comhairle is independent. She's an independent office.
It didn't look independent to
us. Okay, but what you're alleging is quite serious. Are you saying that she in cahoots with the government side?
That's certainly what it looked like today. And I think there are...
Well, you're on your own on that one, because there's no evidence of that, is there?
Well, I think there are certainly a lot of TDs I was talking to were absolutely shocked, and they were saying it very openly in the chamber about the way the Ceann Comhairle handled it. And I think there are issues now of very serious concern among opposition TDs, and I share them.
Okay, is that what's being discussed right now by the opposition leaders?
I think it probably will be, in fact, certainly one of the issues that will be discussed, yes.
Okay, with a view to?
Well, I certainly would imagine there will be a discussion about whether there might be a no-confidence vote in the Ceann Comhairle following what happened.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what about, and we'll return to that in just a second, what about cooperating with the Dáil? Because was it a case, as Barry Lenehan outlined to us, that after this hullabaloo, the Taoiseach was about to take questions and he was blocked by shouts from the opposition side? Is that true?
The point is, we could not let the government simply rail this through, because it is going to seriously, for 5 years, inhibit the ability of us to do our jobs. And they have misled the public, because they have taken serious amounts of time in the form of Taoiseach's questions and of order of business from the opposition, which is a deliberate attempt to make it difficult for the opposition to do their job. We will be less able to raise issues on behalf of communities, working people, constituents, than we were before.
They're denying that. They're saying some opposition leaders are gaining time here.
Listen, I have been in the Dáil for four terms now, and I am telling you, my ability to serve my constituents and to raise issues on their behalf is going to be seriously inhibited from now on. And put the public, workers, communities, disability groups, all sorts of people that we raise issues, we are going to be inhibited from doing that because of the chopping of 45 minutes of Taoiseach's questions, the reduction of time on the order of business, and then we'll have the spectacle of Michael Larry's group, a politician found to be
Hang on a second here, because fundamentally, the Taoiseach has repeatedly said in the Dáil this afternoon that this was all about 8 minutes. 8 minutes extra on a Tuesday and on a Wednesday, and he said this was a manufactured
He said it while he was smirking. He knows it's not true. They would not be doing this and allow this situation to develop if they didn't know there was a lot at stake for them. And what's at stake for them is a deal that was done with the Lowry Group to give an unprecedented status to the Lowry Group, which has never, ever happened in any Dáil before, and it is designed to undermine the opposition and give a special privilege to the Lowry Group in whatever grubby deal was done with the government.
I know you're under time pressure. Alan Kelly is waiting to jump into your seat. Can I ask you this, though? Two very quick questions. Will you cooperate if this is the status quo? Will you cooperate with Dáil Operations now as an opposition TD?
Well, we're going to make a decision about that now, but certainly there's a lot at stake. And like I said, it's not about us, right? It's not about us as individuals. It's about our ability to do our job on behalf of the public. So this is unprecedented, what the government have done. It really is shocking. It's an attempt to gag, undermine and subvert the role of the opposition in the Dáil. And on behalf of the public, the issues that they need raised in the Dáil, we are really duty-bound to resist as best we can in every way we can the coup d'etat that the government are trying to organise here.
I think Micheál Martin openly laughed at the question of democracy being challenged here, and I'm sure he'd laugh at that as well. But having said that, I must say we did ask for a government TD for this section of the programme, but we will have Minister Niall Collins just after five. I know you have to take your leave, Richard Boyd Barrett. My thanks to you for joining us on the programme. Alan Kelly of the Labour Party is joining me now momentarily as he jumps into the seat there. I'll give you a taste of the text reaction we're getting to 51551. A listener says, I voted for 40 years. After listening to this so-called government carry on like this, I will never bother to vote again. Cormac, I'm so sick of both sides in the Dáil. They need to get on with their work. They're an embarrassment to the country, says Christina. One more. The opposition need calling out on this, as they despise the thought of having to spend a few more minutes in the Dáil listening to parties, says that listener. Alan Kelly, you're very welcome.
How are you doing?
What's your reaction to what happened?
I heard what you said earlier on about the Taoiseach dismissing issues in relation to this being anti-democratic. I come from the oldest party in the state, the Labour Party. And I'm, in here the guts of 20 years. And I've never seen anything like this as regards a coordinated effort between what it looks like the government, the Crown Corla, the Clerk of the Dáil, and the way in which this was choreographed and managed, the fact that there was no vote called on the order of business, that the day's business was collapsed, there was a vote called then on the actual motion, and then the House was suspended until tomorrow when it actually suited the government for it to be suspended. Like, it was so coordinated.
What do you mean
it was
coordinated?
Extraordinary.
What do you mean coordinated?
To anybody watching that, it was coordinated. Even to the members of the government, it was coordinated. Everybody knew what was happening. We couldn't even see what the clerk was saying.
Yeah.
We didn't know what the clerk was saying to the Crown Corla constantly. We couldn't see that. The people watching couldn't see it. Mm-hmm. Nobody actually knew. And basically, all the time, this was what was planned in advance. That today...
By?
I've just said it. It was coordinated through the government, the Ciarán Cúrla, the clerk, the chief whip. Yeah. That's the way it looked.
Yeah,
it
I know,
looked
but
everybody.
Let me put the same point to you. The Ciarán Cúrla is independent, and she would, I'm sure, deny that if she were here. The other point based on what you said here, because we don't have a government side here, just to be fair.
Well, that's a statement in itself. Well, you don't have a government side to come and talk to me.
We will have to fight. Just to be fair, they have repeatedly said in the Dáil that this has been discussed for over 20 hours.
Yeah, but Cormac, you've also got to remember, this is a government who gave their word on the floor of the Dáil, who said that this would only be done with, I quote, agreement of the opposition. Mm-hmm. And then they've reneged on that. So their word doesn't actually mean anything when it comes to this issue, or dare I say it, for the future of this Dáil on anything now, because they don't hold their word. This was a coordinated effort. I have never seen anything like this before. It is completely and utterly disgraceful that the way in which this happened today. And while the party leaders and whips are meeting at the moment, there has to be serious consequences. We come from the oldest party in Ireland. We have stood inside in that chamber when there was no other opposition almost 100 years ago. We have fought for that chamber. No way are we going to tolerate, as a Labour Party, and indeed the rest of the opposition, a situation whereby, for the duration of this Dáil, you're just basically going to be bullied into a scenario whereby everything, when they want to do something...
And Micheál Martin made the point, Alan.
They can just ram all of this through.
But you're making serious allegations. Micheál Martin made the
point. These are not allegations.
Looking over at the Labour side, he said... After a calamitous general election result, they, Fianna Fáil and others, facilitated a lower threshold for speaking rights in order to have Labour have speaking rights. And you're accusing them now of challenging democracy in this way.
So he's also forgetting to mention the fact that Taoiseach's questions, the amount of time has been halved, that the order of business, the amount of time has been taken away, that leaders' questions then has been diluted, where you've got government TDs basically asking glorified government ministers questions about things that they want to get nice answers about. This is not how democracy works, Cormac. Yeah. Your average listener, every listener out there, and I've been around the country quite a bit, they know this is a binary issue. You can either be in government or in opposition.
Okay,
you can't be both.
The
bottom line here is we got to a new low today. And the new low is this, is that the government gave their word. They broke their word. This isn't just breaking your word on something normal issue or arguing over housing statistics. This is on the floor of the Dáil, where the actual chief whip stood up and said this would be by agreement. They have broken that. They have now railroaded through what they want, right? And they have done so, as far as everybody I can see in opposition believes, they've done so in a coordinated way inside the chamber today.
Well,
and that
really
is totally anti-democratic.
Okay, really quickly, what should happen
they're
now?
They're not allegations. That's just an opinion.
I know, that's your opinion. They'd be denied by the government.
Denied,
so
what
should
what
the consequences
see?
Be, do you think, Alan? Quickly.
Well, obviously, we're going to, as regards cooperation, there'll be no cooperation. That's not the way, by the way, in which a chamber should work or committee should work, or the way in which ministers should be facilitated to travel, and all the rest of this stuff. But there's actually, underneath all of that, underneath all of those technical layers, there's actually a fundamental issue here. Democracy in Ireland took a huge hit today. And it took a hit from Micheál Martin. It took a hit from this government. It really did. And the way in which the chamber operates, it took a huge hit. I come from the Labour Party. We've protected this state when other parties didn't down through the years. We fundamentally see democracy being destabilised and damaged by the behaviour of this government, and damaged by Micheál Martin and the coordination efforts that were made today to ensure that this was rammed through. Democracy was not served, the people were not served by what happened today.
Okay, Alan Kelly of Labour, thank you very much indeed. As I say, we'll have Minister Niall Collins after five. Aidan Farrelly of the Social Democrats, you're very welcome. What would the Social Democrats like to happen? Because I know the combined opposition is meeting right now. So what are you proposing?
That the government might seem too difficult a task for the government to follow through on, but to keep their word. We have to remember why we are in this position in the first place. And it's because of two Michaels. Micheál Lowry, Micheál Martin have done a deal. And the people of Ireland need to see the details of this deal immediately. We've seen images just today of Deputy Lowry making gestures towards the opposition, laughing in our faces. This is what we're talking about in terms of the approach that the government has taken. And I include that group of independent TDs in that because they signed up to a programme for government.
Fundamentally, Aidan, there's been a democratic vote of the Dáil here. Are you not accepting the majority rule?
not when the previous government go on record of the Dáil and say we will reach an agreement that is agreeable to both government and opposition.
The Concord said that we're at an impasse after 20 hours of discussion. And she says, what happens in a democracy when there's an impasse? You go to a vote. You're saying you're not accepting majority rule.
We sat for, and I was a part of that Dáil Reform Committee, Cormac, that sat for 20 hours and there was collective agreement to reach really something that worked for everybody. But the crux of this is the Lowry deal. That is why we are here, and the government might try to dilute that. They might try to communicate it as something else and start introducing the idea of backbenchers speaking time and poor backbenchers don't get enough time to represent it. It's all absolute nonsense. We are here because a small group of independent TDs who are no longer independent because of what they have done, they have rightly, and best of luck to them, have signed up to a programme for government.
Okay.
Those who didn't get a ministerial office now want to come back on the opposition backbenches.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense, Cormac, and why we stress the importance of this, and this is the point I'll try to make. If this is the approach that the government takes on Dáil voting, what is next? When it comes to housing, when it comes to our defence forces, when it comes to healthcare, if the government doesn't like what it's hearing from the opposition, and that's why we are there to question, to hold them into the account,
both sides,
where does it stop, Cormac?
Okay, so both sides were pointing out when we have crises in health and housing and homelessness and climate and so on, should the focus not be on that? But this has brought the Dáil to its knees again, and we'll have more reaction from Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin later in the programme. But Aidan Farrelly of the Social Democrats, thank you. Beforehand, Richard Boyd-Barrett, and before that, Alan Kelly. We'll take a very quick break.